3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined now by our guy, Derek Mason, who checks in from his social distancing self. Coach, how are you handling all these things, and what have you been up to these days?
I'm handling everything well. My work days seem a little longer now than they were when I was in the office, and it's just because everybody's getting used to this new normal. So whether it's Zoom meetings, whether it's FaceTime, and with recruits in the afternoon, whether it's watching film in the evening, I'm just trying to get used to what this new normal looks like with the social distancing piece, and it's going pretty good right now.
You mentioned talking to recruits, Coach. Excuse me. You mentioned talking to recruits, Coach. What is that like? What do you say to them? What are FaceTime sessions like? How does it all work?
For me now, I mean, our conversations have been more FaceTime. So they're getting a chance to see me, you know, in my home, in my natural element. Sometimes I'm on the ones and twos. I'm looking at these guys and you know, I'm asking these guys for you know, man, what music do they like? And I'm showing them albums. Okay, what do you want to hear? It's just talking about, you know, what's their new normal? What are they doing? But the FaceTime piece, I think it's a little more interactive in terms of, you know, what it's able to do to put face to face and really give guys, you know, like a true sense of who you are and what you do in your own space.
Hour at a time, for those that don't know, 1 hour at a time per recruit, 3 times per week max. Based on the number of recruits that are out there, Coach, I think you could probably spend every waking minute doing that.
You really can. I'm actually putting hours on it. I'm going generally from two to six, like in the afternoons. My morning time is spent, obviously, with my staff. I'm meeting with the defense one day, offense another day, and then full staff on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, you know, we've got a schedule down. We're working really hard, you know, in terms of identifying guys and making sure that we take care of our guys that are already in our program because everybody's across the country. So we're just trying to make sure that those guys are resourced as well. But recruiting is going well. Our guys are doing well. We're just trying to make sure, man, we can cover all bases.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason with us. Coach, everyone's been told to stay at home. So our work day looks like a computer screen for us, whereas we're broadcasting from our homes on Skype, and we can see each other and all of those things. You're staying at home as well. I hope your family's okay. And how have you been able to kind of make that work with your wife and your kids and you having to get things done as well?
It's funny that you mentioned that because it's been fun in terms of the reset, in terms of family time. You're always working on, you know, what's most urgent. And what we found in this time is that, you know, it's just important for us to you know, sit down, have meals together, have conversation, you know, and talk about, you know, like the things that we like, what we've been doing, because it's really been some great catch-up time. On the flip side of it, though, you know, when you're the only man in the house and you're running out of bathrooms and you're infringing on other people's space as you're trying to get, you know, work done because you've got daughters that are still in school, it's been interesting. It's been an interesting time. I think I'm on my wife's last nerve right now.
I think we all are, except for Babs, because she is the wife.
I'm on my husband's nerves, yeah. Hey, Coach, you mentioned kind of taking care of the guys that are already in your program. What does that look like? You guys made the decision to cancel spring football a little bit earlier than the SEC kind of called it or decided, or NCAA as a whole decided for it to be shut down. What did you say to them, and how do you kind of keep an eye on them and make sure they stay in shape and make sure they stay on top of academics and all of that? That's a challenge at a school like Vanderbilt when you're in class, when you're with your professors. So how do you manage that, and how have you been able to deal with that with the guys that are in your program?
Right. I think it started with the idea for us looking at, you know, our guys and saying, okay, how do we best resource our guys, and what does that, you know, look like? So we've had to talk to to our guys a little bit about a schedule, just building out a schedule. And what does that schedule look like? Well, when they were here, they got up in the morning. They came to the facility and they practiced, or went to meetings until, you know, 10:30. Then they went to classes until the afternoon, from about, 11:30 to about 3:00. And they came back to the facility at 5:30. And so what we try to do is push out a calendar that looks exactly like that. Our guys are back in school in terms of like online classes. And obviously, man, they're taking classes at different times. So, most of these online classes, I think, are filmed or, done by Zoom. So they've done a good job of being able to stick to their schedule. So what we try to do is make sure that we hit them early in the morning and later in the evening, around dinner time. And I know that looks different when you have kids across the country, but that's what we've had to do. And in terms of resourcing these guys, guys are all over the country. So from our player development staff to, our coaching staff to academic support, we've been in constant communication, but we're trying not to overwhelm them as they're getting back to their new normal, in a little bit. It's been about setting a schedule, trying to stick to the schedule, and making sure that they don't get overwhelmed so that they can get back to us, in a timely manner about anything that they may have or need.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason, our guest. Coach, how much communication are you guys getting as far as what to do, what not to do, when their things might get back to normal, even speculation? How much communication do you get from the SEC and even the NCAA about that?
For us, the communication is happening every day. Dr. Lee, Dr. Candace Story Lee, and Jason Groom are updating us every day. I know Dr. Lee has a meeting almost every day with the SEC office, and I know and probably a couple of times a week with the NCAA and what's happening there as they're putting out new protocols and new guidelines. So for us, we talk in the morning, we talk in the late evening, and then I try to relay those messages, to my staff, as it's relevant. And there's things that my staff needs to know. There's things that our players need to know. The institution has been outstanding. Vanderbilt University has been outstanding about keeping us up to date, with things that they're finding out. And again, everybody's over communicating. And I think, when you do that, because there's a lot of information out there. We're just trying to find out the information that suits us, that fits us, that deals with us, and so we can get it to, our student-athletes and the population that we serve as fast as we can.
What kind of concern do you have inside you that maybe we don't end up having a 2020 college football season?
I remain optimistic. I think attitude affects outcomes, so I'm just going to stick with, been believing that, man, we're going to be smart in terms of the self-quarantine piece. We're going to get through this. I do know that right now, there's more important things than a college football season out there, man. We've got casualties, man. We've got people, man, who are trying to get through this, coronavirus, scare and pandemic. And we're hoping and praying and trying to serve our businesses and trying to make sure that we can take care of people that aren't just in our football network, but hopefully in our community. So the football piece is going to happen at some point in time. When we get back to it is when we get back to it. I know it's going to come, so I'm more concerned about where we are now and how we move in the next 2 to 4 weeks, and we'll go from there.
I completely agree with you, and I'm a hope over fear guy 100% of the time. But I got to tell you, and I wonder if this gave you a little hesitation too with that thought, is when the Olympics were canceled, because that's a July 24th through August 9 deal, and that's moving real fast toward football, NFL and college football seasons.
It is. I think the Olympic piece is sort of a piece that's in front of us and right in our face, and I think they had to make a decision as to, what was going to happen. Were they going to cancel it? Were they going to move it? Moving it was probably the best case scenario, because you got a lot of people you know, working hard to try to get to this point where they have a chance, and nobody wants to miss that window. But in our case, you know, I think being in a situation where we can continue to be optimistic until, you know, like we have, you know, missing factors that tell us that we can't, okay, then we're just going to keep working towards the idea of let's get better as a country and let's make sure, I mean, that we can be kind to serve the people around us.
Well, Coach, thanks for social distancing a little bit with us today. We'll let you get back to your record collection and your recruiting, and let's check in again soon.
I love it. I love it. Listen, take care. And I've missed this crew. Hopefully, man, we'll get a chance to do it again soon.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Absolutely,
thanks, Coach.
Coach Derek Mason, our regular guest during football season. And, boy, hopefully things will just start on time and just roll back into our regular visits with the man we call Swaggy D.